Ekhatra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekhatra AI. Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're looking inwards, really deep inside, at something incredibly complex, but often, well, misunderstood. Our immune system. We tend to talk about it like it's warfare, you know?
Yeah.
A defense force fighting invaders.
Yeah, that military metaphor is everywhere. But Matt Ritchell's book, An Elegant Defense, makes a really strong case that this view is, well, it's too simple, maybe even misleading. Think about it. We have amazing medicine, sanitation's better than ever, yet things like allergies, autoimmune problems, chronic inflammation, they're just skyrocketing. Why is that?
Exactly. That's the big question, the paradox at the heart of it. Ritchell suggests that maybe health isn't just about not having germs around. Maybe it's about achieving a kind of balance. Mm-hmm. An immunological equilibrium.
Mm-hmm. A delicate harmony that maybe our super modern, super clean lives have somehow disrupted, thrown off track.
So our mission today is to try and understand this incredible system better. Its complexity, its elegance, its need for harmony. We're moving beyond the simple war on germs idea.
We want to dive into how it learns, how it remembers, and crucially, how it regulates itself. It's designed for peacekeeping, really, not just war. Okay, so who's our guide on this journey? It's Matt Ritchell. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, writes for the New York Times. And importantly, he's not a doctor or a scientist.
Right, and that's what makes his perspective so interesting, I think. He's a storyteller, an investigator. He comes at this incredibly complex science with, like, journalistic rigor, but also with the kind of empathy of someone just trying to figure out how their own body works.
Yeah, he's brilliant at taking huge amounts of scientific data, sometimes conflicting stuff, talking to the top experts, and then weaving it all into these really human stories. He bridges that gap, you know, between the tiny cells doing their thing and how that actually feels, how it affects real lives.
He did that amazing series on distracted driving too, right?
Yeah.
He's got form for exploring how our behavior and health intersect.
Exactly. He shows us the immune system isn't just some biological machine running on its own. It's deeply connected to our environment, our stress, our sleep, our choices. It's a whole picture view.
So let's get into the book itself. Ritchell calls it a kind of biography of the immune system. Mm-hmm. He frames it more like this complex, maybe sometimes temperamental orchestra rather than just a blunt weapon.
That's a great way to put it. The core idea is that the system is built for balance, for learning, for self-control. The book really aims to make immunology understandable for anyone who's ever wondered about, say, why they get colds or have allergies or know someone with an autoimmune issue.
And it does this by mixing things up, doesn't it? You get the basic science, who the cellular players are. You get the history, big moments like Jenner discovering vaccination, Pasteur. But then, critically, you get these four recurring personal stories.
Mm-hmm. People dealing with cancer, autoimmunity. Their stories really ground the science. They show what happens when the system works beautifully and when it fails or goes wrong. It makes it all very real.
And the big takeaway, the key insight running through it all.
It's that the path forward probably isn't about more fighting, more sterility, more trying to conquer nature. It's more about finding a way to coexist, to restore that balance. The intelligence we need is actually already inside us. We just need to learn how to work with it. Maybe stop messing with its education.
Okay, let's break down that internal orchestra. Where do we start? The book divides it neatly. First up is the innate system.
Right, the ancient part, the first responders. It's fast, it's general, it's nonspecific. Ritchell calls them the bouncers, like macrophages, neutrophils. They just rush in at the first sign of trouble.
And their main tool is inflammation, right? The heat, the swelling, the redness.
Exactly, and inflammation is crucial, absolutely vital for immediate response, for healing cuts, fighting off initial infections. But, and this is a huge theme, it's a double-edged sword. Essential in the short term, but really damaging if it sticks around, becomes chronic.
Okay, so that's the immediate blunt force. Then there's the adaptive system. This sounds more sophisticated.
Much more sophisticated. This is the part that evolves, that learns, that remembers specific enemies. It's the whole reason vaccines work. The adaptive system, it creates this long-term memory. It takes longer to kick in, but it's highly targeted.
And who are the main players in this adaptive team?
Well, you've got the T cells. Think of them as the generals, maybe the special forces. There are helper T cells coordinating everything, and killer T cells that actually, you know, execute infected cells or cancerous cells.
Okay, killers and helpers. Sounds pretty warlike still.
It does, but here's where the harmony comes in. There's another crucial type. The regulatory T cells, or Tregs, these are the peacekeepers.
Okay. The peacemakers. What's their job?
Their job is absolutely vital. They stop the immune system from going overboard. They prevent it from attacking the body's own healthy tissues. They maintain that crucial balance, distinguishing self from non-self. Without Tregs, you'd have chaos.
So they dial things down, keep the killer T cells in check.
Precisely. And you also have B cells in the adaptive system. They're like the weapons factories, producing targeted antibodies. But the Tregs ensure the whole defense force doesn't accidentally turn on the country it's supposed to protect. That self-regulation is key.
Which brings us to those four human stories, illustrating what happens when this elegant defense breaks down. Let's start with autoimmunity. Rixell follows Linda with rheumatoid arthritis and Meredith with lupus.
Yeah, tragic examples of the system losing that self, non-self distinctions. Mm. The Tregs aren't doing their job properly or they're overwhelmed. The immune system basically attacks the joints, the organs, mistaking parts of the body for foreign invaders. It's the peacemakers failing.
Leading to chronic pain, inflammation, tissue damage. Terrible stuff.
Absolutely. Then there's Jason, who was Richtel's childhood friend. He had Hodgkin's lymphoma. His story shows a different kind of failure. The immune system not seeing the threat.
The cancer cells are hiding.
Exactly. Cancer cells can be very good at putting up shields, making themselves invisible to the immune patrols. Jason's story tracks the difficult journey through older treatments like chemotherapy, which are basically poisons.
But then there's Bob. He had advanced melanoma, skin cancer. His story is the hopeful one, right? The triumph.
It really is. Bob recovers thanks to immunotherapy. Specifically, something called checkpoint inhibitors. This shows the power of learning how to sort of guide the immune system rather than just attacking the cancer directly.
Okay, that leads perfectly into this modern paradox. We have this amazing system, but autoimmunity and allergies are rampant. Why now? Rixell digs deep into the hygiene hypothesis.
Right, and the related old friends idea. The core concept is that our immune systems didn't evolve in the sterile environments many of us live in now. They co-evolved over millennia with constant exposure to dirt, bacteria, microbes, even parasites.
Sounds gross, but you're saying those things were important.
Incredibly important. They weren't just threats. They were teachers. They trained the immune system, calibrated it, taught it what was truly dangerous versus what was harmless background noise or even part of self.
So our modern obsession with cleanliness, antibacterial everything, less time outdoors, maybe overuse of antibiotics, has deprived the system of its essential training partners.
That's the argument. The system is left, as Rictal puts it, kind of unemployed, bored, or maybe miseducated. It hasn't had the right curriculum, you could say.
And that leads to mistakes.
Exactly. Confusion. Without proper training, it overreacts. It sees harmless things like pollen or peanuts or dust mites as major threats, its allergies, or lacking those external inputs that help Tregs develop, it gets confused and starts attacking the body's own tissues. That's autoimmunity. It's a mismatch between our biology and our environment.
But there's hope in understanding this, which brings us back to the future of medicine immunotherapy.
Yeah, it's incredibly exciting. We mentioned checkpoint inhibitors with Bob's story. Hmm. Cancer cells often use specific proteins like PD-1 as off switches to tell approaching T cells, nothing to see here, move along.
Like a cloaking device?
Pretty much. Checkpoint inhibitor drugs block that off switch. They essentially take the brakes off the killer T cells, allowing them to finally recognize and attack the cancer cells.
Wow. So you're not poisoning the body. You're just unleashing its own defenses.
That's the elegance of it.
Yeah.
And then there's even more advanced stuff like 4R T cell therapy. This is amazing. They actually take a patient's own T cells out of their body.
Mm-hmm.
Genetically reprogram them in a lab to specifically hunt down that patient's unique cancer cells, grow millions of them, and then put them back into the patient.
A living drug tailored to the individual.
Exactly. It represents this huge shift.
Yeah.
From relying on external weapons like chemo to modulating and empowering our own internal elegant defense system, teaching the body to heal itself.
Okay, let's distill this. If we had to pick, say, four key themes or messages to really take away from an elegant defense, what would they be? The first one has to be that core idea, right? Harmony over warfare.
Absolutely. The fundamental takeaway is that health isn't about constant battle. It's about maintaining balance, homeostasis. It's those regulatory cells, the Tregs, keeping the more aggressive cells in check. So for you, maybe think less about fighting every sniffle and more about supporting your system's ability to regulate itself.
Second theme, the duality of inflammation. It's not inherently bad.
Not at all. Acute inflammation, that quick response to injury or infection, is vital. It's the fire department rushing in. But chronic inflammation, the kind that smolders away for months or years due to stress, diet, or autoimmunity, that's incredibly destructive. It's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, so many modern illnesses.
So the goal isn't no inflammation, but controlled inflammation, like Rick Till's analogy. You need the fire to cook dinner, but you don't want it burning down the house.
Exactly. It's all about control. Third theme, that modern mismatch.
Yeah, the idea that our biology is out of sync with our lifestyle. Our immune systems are jumpy, maybe overreactive, because they're missing the microbial old friends they evolved with.
Right. And the reflection for you is, what essential inputs might be missing from your life? Is it enough diverse fiber for your gut microbes? Enough time in nature? Less obsessive cleanliness? Are you giving your immune system the education it needs?
And the fourth theme, which feels increasingly important, is the mind-body nexus.
Definitely. The book really emphasizes how chronic stress and poor sleep aren't just mental states. They have direct physical consequences on the immune system. Stress hormones suppress a good immune function and actively promote that harmful chronic inflammation.
Though managing stress, prioritizing sleep, these aren't luxuries. They're fundamental to immune health. Your emotional state directly fiddles with your biological defenses.
It's undeniable biology.
Rick Till uses some really powerful lines to capture these ideas. You mentioned the core one earlier. The immune system is not a machine of war. It is a system of peacekeeping. That just reframes everything, doesn't it?
It really does. Puts the focus squarely on regulation and balance. And related to the hygiene hypothesis, this one hits hard. We have scrubbed our world clean of the very microbes that once served as our immune system's greatest teachers.
Oof. Yeah, that captures the unintended consequences of our quest for sterility. It highlights that loss of education.
And then about inflammation. Inflammation is the fire that can cook your dinner or burn your house down. The difference is in the control.
Such a clear, memorable way to explain that duality. Necessary, but dangerous if uncontrolled.
And finally, on the future with immunotherapy. Now we're discovering that the most elegant and powerful weapon was inside us all along. We are not just fighting cancer, we are teaching the body to heal itself.
That captures the optimism and the paradigm shift, moving from external attack to internal empowerment. Okay, so how do we actually use this knowledge day to day? What are some practical applications for fostering immune harmony?
Well, based on the hygiene hypothesis, maybe rethink hypercleanliness. Ease up on the constant antibacterial soaps, the hand sanitizer, unless truly necessary. Let your system encounter a wider range of microbes.
Get outside more. Let kids play in the dirt. Maybe get a pet.
All good examples. It's about providing that diverse microbial input, that education, and absolutely crucial, prioritize sleep. It's non-negotiable for immune health. Aim for that 7-9 hour window. During sleep, the immune system does critical maintenance, consolidates memory, calms inflammation.
Okay, what else?
Manage chronic stress. Find what works for you. Mindfulness, meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, hobbies, because those stress hormones really do suppress good immunity and fuel the bad kind of inflammation.
And diet must play a huge role, especially with the gut being such a key immune center.
Absolutely massive. Focus on variety, whole foods, lots of fiber that feeds a diverse gut microbiome, which in turn helps educate and regulate your immune system. Think prebiotics, probiotics, maybe fermented foods. And understanding these principles just makes you a more informed patient, right? You can have better conversations with your doctor about antibiotics, about lifestyle factors, about potential immunotherapies if needed.
So wrapping up this deep dive, what was the biggest surprise or the thing that really stuck with you from revisiting An Elegant Defense?
For me, it's just this profound sense of awe, I guess, at the sheer intelligence and adaptability of the system. It really shifted my view away from seeing germs primarily as enemies towards appreciating our necessary co-evolution with the microbial world. For me, it's the reinforcement that health isn't just the absence of disease. It's the presence of balance. The ultimate path seems to lie in cooperation with our bodies, not constant warfare against external or internal threats. The future really feels like learning how to gently guide and support this incredibly ancient, elegant defense system we all carry within us, respecting its need for regulation, for peacekeeping.
See you next time. With another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Acantra Foundation.